All right, Colin Park, good job tonight in the mess. And I forgot until we were just talking. You had to go to the LCQ, too. So to do all that and get a top 10, yeah, you'll take it.
Yeah, for sure. Being from Florida, I kind of like the mud. Doing good in the mud obviously helps you like it, too. So, yeah, I ended up P8. And like I said, I had to go to the LCQ. In the heat race, first lap, I either hit someone or hit a rock, and it bent my front brake rotor, so I had no front brake. And you don't realize how much you use both brakes until you lose one of them. So I just went backwards in the heat, and I had myself in a good spot. I think I was 8th or 9th, and then ended up 11th. I had to go to the LCQ. And then on top of that, we did the red flag, and I was 4th on the staggered start. And I was crapping my pants because I'm like, dude, I'm like about to get murdered. And luckily, I hurried up, got a gap, and then passed into 3rd. And I was trying to pass for 2nd, and then he kind of like was like running me high. And yeah,
we were in the press box. We're like, dude, like just grab your LCQ spot.
I know, but I was like, because I was scared of them catching me and then wanting to take me out. So like before the last turn, he was like looking back. I was literally yelling, go, like, dude, we're about to both get past. And so, yeah, I obviously got in with a 3rd and then went to the main. And, dude, that was the weirdest thing. I don't. Has that ever happened?
To my memory, no. I asked a couple people. I don't think we've ever been delayed. So you just sat in the tunnel with your gear on?
Yeah, we literally just sat there, and for a minute, I didn't think we were even going to race. But what was weird is, like, we're about to go out for the sight lap. Like, literally, they dropped the gate, and then they're like, no, go back. And I'm like, I was thinking it was because someone, like, mispicked the gate or something weird happened. And then, yeah, lightning, and then, dude, it started monsooning. But honestly, I was so happy it rained as much as it did, because when it's like that in-between and you got to jump the jump still, that's when it's the worst. So I was pretty stoked on how muddy it was.
I actually thought it was better than – the track was better than I thought. I thought it was going to be a disaster, and then you guys were double and tripling stuff. So
yeah, like they must have packed it in at last minute or something, because obviously there's a lot of water, but the fact that we were even able to hit the finish line, and I didn't hit the Supercrusher once. I would just go inside, and that's actually how I passed Shimoda on the last lap for 8th. He went outside to go to hit it, and I just took his line away. So, yeah, overall, it was a really good night. I'm pretty happy to walk away with an 8th in the East-West shootout.
Especially being in an LCQ, too, and being in the showdown and being in the LCQ, you're like, oh, God, because there's some good dudes, right? So, yeah.
Like, that's the thing. It's not your typical LCQ where there's maybe one or two guys, but it was a stack 8, and it was just a bummer because I started the day out really good. I had my best qualifying with P8, so I was, like, stoked on that. And then it fell apart in the heat race, and then we gathered it back up.
Do we know what we're doing outdoors yet? You told me earlier 450. Are you going to do that with these guys, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, me, Cody, and Caden will all be doing outdoors for Phoenix all rounds, and then I'll be the only one on a 450. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be really good. I think you'll shine a little bit better on that thing. So good job out there, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.